Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour. Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst. Get into everything with him with what should be some great games, by the way. And Sunday Night Football right there at the top again this week. They've done it again, folks. Rams at Chicago. What happens? That's kind of the theme this weekend for the big games because the Ravens are going to Kansas City. So you got two of the best defenses going to face some scoring friggin' machines.
Yep.
And then the Eagles and Cowboys just going to be bad blood. That's just going to be Eagles going to Dallas. And that's a big game because all of a sudden the Eagles win that game. Then we got ourselves a very interesting last 3 weeks.
Correct.
So,
The NFC East is going to be nuts. It's going to go right down to the wire in the last week of the season.
Boys, if it was up to the league, they'd like to have a lot more of this stuff and a lot less Reuben Foster and everything
Kareem
else.
Kareem Hunt and Kareem all the stuff Hunt. All yeah. outside. It's just ridiculous. Yeah,
yeah. And all the stuff that they either get right or get wrong. So got all that stuff. Got a big old weekend coming up. Dolphins going to take on the Patriots at home. Well, I'll tell you what, besides the Xavier Howard, I mean, you got guys injured all the time. But when a guy finishes a game, even though I saw him go down, I knew he was hurting a little bit, and you find out he can't play, it just punches you in the gut, especially when it's clearly your best player on your team right now and the way he's playing. And then I'll give you another one. Jake Brindle, who has played really well, came back and played left guard, and you're like, wow. Jake Brindle's playing his ass off the left guard.
Exactly, yeah.
Hurts his calf again. And so he's probably not going to play. And you're just like, God. And again, those two guys are expected back real soon. But, man, you would just like to have those guys for this game.
Be full strength this week, you know.
Just help your game. And the offensive line's coming off a real rough week. And so anyway, looks like you're gonna have to keep playing the same group of guys, and you hope that it's gonna be good enough against the New England Patriots, who are gonna do one thing for you. They are gonna give you a zillion different looks on defense. They're one of the first teams I saw where a group of guys stood up on the defensive line. You know that pre-look? They're like literally put six guys on one side. Standing up, all stand up. I go, oh my God. Like, how do you try to figure out when you got 12 seconds on the clock and you're going, are they all really going to come this way? And of course, before you go to start giving your signals, they shift around. They do as good a job as anybody. They're not the best defense, but confusing you and going for their 10th win this week. Yeah. So,
and the division.
Yeah. Just
another AFC East for the Patriots,
again,
possibly.
Yep. The Dolphins, because that's what we care about. And the Jets and the Bills have just got to be saying. And they got at least two rookie quarterbacks that they think they can build around, the Jets and the Bills. But you just got to be in situation.
The entire AFC East just waiting for Brady to retire, right? Like,
what can we do?
Yeah.
Everybody thought, remember, little teaser once again, could this be? No, don't do that. We've learned, don't do that. Don't say it. They won 8 of 9. Do not say it.
They're not done.
They just they come back. But it's just it really is an embarrassment to the Dolphins. It's an embarrassment to the Jets and Bills that somebody has dominated more than a decade now.
Well, they're going for their 10th consecutive division title on Sunday. And it would be, if I'm not wrong, 18 straight if it wasn't for the Dolphins.
Yes.
18 straight division titles if it wasn't for 08 and the Dolphins and Brady getting hurt and Matt Castle losing to a tiebreaker to the Dolphins.
Well, right. Let me just say this. It's unbelievable what they've done. It's been the greatest story, and that's why he is the greatest coach in sports.
I agree. Not even a question in my mind.
I don't care about college. He is the best coach. He is the best, and you can say, well, he's got Brady. You can say what? There are a lot of guys got a lot of good quarterbacks. Guess what? Green Bay's got Aaron Rodgers. And if the rest of it doesn't work, you know, you can be the greatest quarterback around. And matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers can run. This guy didn't even run, to give you an idea. This guy, Belichick, is the best at what he does to dominate for two decades. That's what we're talking. We're talking two decades. Yes, he's had the same quarterback during that time. He's coming up on two decades of absolute dominance. But it really is an embarrassment to the three other organizations. Like, Bills and the Jets, I don't care about them. But even down here, I think you've seen it with my – I'm really pissed off. Like, I've just – I go in and do the games, and I just leave because, you know, when you're 6-6, and I know they got four left, and we'll see what happens, but it's still not where it needs to be. And I know the injuries are part of it, so I'm not forgetting about the injuries. And, yes, the Dolphins are one of the more injured teams, although everybody's injured. If you watched the game last night, you saw that Jacksonville's got three starting offensive linemen out.
That's right.
Out for a year, IR. So everybody's getting hit with –
everybody's hurt in the NFL.
You hope it's not key guys on your team and everything else. But it really is pathetic that we're going through it too. And I got to tell you, when this season's over, and I am literally, I'm calling out everything and everybody when this thing, they better finish strong, because it just, I'm calling the owner after the season. I'm calling, like I want to hear a frigging game plan. Like, give me a damn game plan, not a patch job, not a Band-Aid, not a huge Band-Aid. I want to see a game plan. Because this is just not.
It's sad, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, listen.
Thank goodness right now.
We got Brian Billick coming up here. We'll talk to him. Mike Florio is going to join us a little bit later on, and we'll jump into everything. But right now, do I got Big Louie?
The Big barber? Louie, yeah, he's ready to go.
From Carl's Barber Shop. Got a couple of picks for us this year. Coming off a rough week.
Two and three last week.
2-3, Zach?
Yeah, 2-3 last week.
Oh, Barber, what's going on over there, man? Louie, what do you got for us, buddy?
I've been in a slump, but guess what? I'm going to be doing really good now. All right? So beware, gamblers, this time of year, because some teams tank and some teams don't, and some teams spoil and some teams don't.
Wow. Lou, well done.
Boy.
That was definitely written down, right?
You must have been cutting a lot of hair to come up with that.
That's off the top of my head, believe it or not.
All right, Lou, hey, what do you got for us this week? Come on, man. We need a bounce back week. You're getting ripped on these text machine on the text machine. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just listening, you know, really hard on the Dolphins, and so I picked them last week and they covered for me by half a point.
That's right.
So don't say I'm a Dolphin basher, you know. I love them. And I picked the Steelers last week and lost. The only time I picked them all year. And I shouldn't do that because you shouldn't gamble on a team that you love.
You're right.
And I love
Can't gamble with your heart, Lou. You know that.
That's right. That's right. So, unfortunately, I don't think Miami's going to beat New England like they did last year.
What's the spread out right now, Lou? What's the spread out?
7.5.
Seven and a half.
I'm going to take New England. I'm going to say New England's going to cover the 7.5.
Okay. All right. A lot of people agree with you. That's fine.
Okay.
What else you got for us, Juicy?
Okay. New Orleans is coming off a loss, and they're coming off a semi-bye, and because they played on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay embarrassed them the first time.
Yeah.
So the line is 8, but I think New Orleans is going to put it on them. Okay. So lay out the 8. They're going to cover. And then the next one I like Indy going to Houston +5.
Ooh, Indy +5. I like that.
Well, you think Indy's going to bounce back against that big pass rush with the Texans?
It's a division game. Luck is on fire. They're going to bounce back.
Last week.
And I think 5 is too many. Indy might come up short by 3 or 4, but I think Indy will cover.
All right, now listen, man, I got to tell you, you're under a lot of pressure because you hung up and people are going, if I want to be broke, if I want to, you know, I'll never gamble again with Louie. Should I trust him even cutting my hair at the Carl's Barbershop? And I go, no, he's always good at that. He's always good.
Right.
So you got one last one for me or are you done?
That's 3.
You got your 3. You did get your 3.
He's got the Patriots -7.5, the Saints -8, and the Colts +5.
That's a good. Yeah. That's a good way to finish it right there, Lou. How are you holding up over there, Carl's Barbershop? They getting on you pretty good, or are you living strong?
A little bit, but you know, I don't get too much ball busting because I'm 12 and a tie in fantasy, and a first round bye. And the other league, I made only four teams make the playoffs, and I made that too.
So, all right, don't tell me you had Derrick Henry last night. You're lying to me. You did not have Derrick
Henry. I almost put him in, though. I was pissed off. That Tennessee defense. Hey, that game I loved it. That was an old-fashioned 1970 rock'em sock'em football
game.
Yeah,
that was, boy. They just said, Jacksonville, don't worry about our quarterback throwing it. We're going to run it right at you, man.
Right. I loved it. I'm showing my age.
Hey, you are. Hey, Big Lou, thank you, buddy. You take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Thanks. Carl's Barbershop. Big Louie, get on out there if you want a good – don't go to him, though, because the guy said he didn't give anything up next to him. So the guy next to him, I said, hey, what's Lou like? You know, and they go, he doesn't like, hey, I'm a little busy. You want to take a couple? He just, no, wait. I'll be to you in about 40. So he just keeps cutting, that guy. He's a machine over there.
Pats -7.5, Saints -8, Indy +5.
Does that move at all if the X-Man, does that move a few points, or they just had so much success it stays at that number?
It could. If he gets ruled fully out, he's not ruled out yet. That's the problem. Right. If he gets ruled out, it might move.
We got Brian Billick. Can you join us just a couple of minutes? We'll talk to Brian, go around the National Football League here real quickly. But
Radio.com.
And welcome back. Good morning, everybody. As we continue on, trying to track Brian Billick down. Haven't been able to find him, and that happens during football season. And we will continue on because we got a lot of stuff to get to, including, I'm wondering, Zach, how many people has we either started the playoffs for fantasy football or you were in your last regular season game before the playoffs last night, just to kick things off, said, you know what? I've got Derrick Henry. I'm going to go ahead and start him. Or how many people last night, because his numbers haven't been very good, decided to either drop him or bench him. And then he has what will be the biggest game of the week before I ever see a game on Sunday or Monday night. Derrick Henry last night, running back for the Titans, goes 17 times, 238 yards. A 99-yard touchdown, which, by the way, is one of the most impressive stiff-arm runs of 99 yards.
You'll ever see.
You will ever see. Right. Had a 50-something-yard touchdown as well. He had a lot of points to help somebody, because somebody said, you know, I just kind of like Derrick Henry, and I'm going to go ahead and start him. I think he'll have success. Somebody had to.
And it wasn't even a sexy matchup to start Henry, because you're playing against Jacksonville's defense. It's not the world beaters like they were last year, but they're still pretty
good
defense.
Still a pretty good group.
And early in the show, by the way, 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We got a couple texts that came in. One guy said he had 59 points on my bench. Shaking my head, I started his handcuff instead, who gave me 10 points. I lost out on 49 because you get all those bonus points for those long runs, long touchdown runs also. Really crazy. Another one, I have in my Yahoo League, I got 50.8 points. Unfortunately, I didn't make the playoffs, but he was in my lineup.
Wow.
So this is just, and especially this week and next week, for a guy to have a game like that.
It would make you salty, right? If you're a fan, and I'm not a fantasy football, I don't have a team, but I'm just thinking, if you get here, it would be really frustrating that you had him. Now, I understand his numbers before last night
were terrible, Joe.
We're terrible.
Terrible.
So then he pops up last night, 238 yards and four touchdowns and long runs for the bonus points. He gives you, like, the rest of your team just has to be average.
Yes.
They don't have to put up, because he put up the monster numbers for you.
I mean, it doesn't happen. I know you don't play fantasy football. It does not happen a lot where you have a guy that gets 40 to 50 to 55 points or more in a week. But you just don't have, like Pat Mahomes early in the season threw six touchdowns. Remember like the first game of the season, whatever it was, or he did it again. He's thrown six a couple times. You don't even get 50 points for that. And that's a six touchdown game. You get like 40 points or whatever it is. This guy getting 50 points because of, and Nose always says this, because of that 99-yard touchdown and that 50-yard touchdown, they're bonus points. You see a guy get to the end zone a couple times. Like, if Derrick Henry got there and got 3 1-yard touchdowns, it would be like, wow, he got 3 touchdowns in the game. Now they're 1 yard runs. All right, I'll take my little bit of points I got from that. This guy had a 99-yard touchdown. He almost had a good day on one play.
Yeah.
If he would have ended the day with one carry, 99 yards and a touchdown, you would have still had a great fantasy
day. The problem is really no reason to take him. Like, I could see where a majority of the people that have him on your fantasy roster, probably there'd be no reason to take him last night. You're looking going against Jacksonville after what they did last week. There would be no reason to take him because he hasn't been putting up monster numbers. And last night, he's running around the field like he's like playing a bunch of fifth graders.
Like he's an NFL player playing against a high school team. That's what it looked like last night.
Crazy.
And it's scary because this guy really has a potential. And like you said since the beginning of the show, he's got one of those like the looks, the body of like just, wow, that guy is a running back. Especially when they had that picture earlier in the season. I think it was from training camp of Derrick Henry standing next to Deion Lewis. And you saw the two running backs on the team. One dude's like 5'5". The other dude's 6'3", 247. Both guys play the same position.
And
that stat that you always talk about with Witty, I sent it to myself. When Titans running back Derrick Henry scored on his 54-yard touchdown run last night after the record-setting 99-yard run, he reached 21.74 miles per hour, the fastest speed by a ball carrier on a touchdown run this season. How is that even possible for a guy that's 250 pounds?
I think we have a little problem on the sports science.
Okay. The sports science is crazy. I can't believe that.
You're going to tell me that he runs faster.
And that run faster than anyone in the entire league.
You think he runs faster than, I'll go through a list of guys here locally. Grant?
No.
Drake?
No.
No way.
No.
His time's right there. Think he's any faster than that cat running with Kansas City right now? There's just no way that.
No, it's just a crazy story. And how about this, by the way, too? Tony Dorsett, who had that other 99-yard run, it's now two guys in the league are the two guys that have that. He tweeted to Derrick Henry, "Congrats to my Heisman Trophy brother, Derrick Henry, on tying the 99-yard record tonight. That stiff arm, rumble, young man, rumble." Derrick Henry just answered him back literally 2 minutes ago on Twitter and just wrote, "Thank you, legend." Like, that's pretty cool that those are the two guys. 99-yard touchdown.
You know how hard
runs.
That is to do?
Oh.
Because
those guys. Not a DB on, like, an angle that could catch you?
The defensive backs are so fast, and you get a little gas, and you're a little banged up. But he did it. I mean, he did it the old-fashioned way, man. He got that big, strong, long arm of his, and he just stiff-armed guys all the way down the damn field and got in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it wasn't just a defensive back that got run over. He went over linebackers. It was pretty impressive what he was able to do.
Real quickly, 56022, Kendall Toyota West, Kendall Toyota text line. A couple more of these Derrick Henry text just came in. I had him on my bench. I started Lewis instead. Who saw that coming?
Ooh.
Imagine starting Deion Lewis.
But in fairness,
last night.
I mean, you can't get on anybody.
No, unless
your gut just said, something's telling me tonight that he's going to have a huge game, Derrick Henry.
Someone said, fellas, nobody played Derrick Henry last night, especially after the Jags shut out the Colts, which were scoring a lot of points. Anyone who says that, BS.
I agree.
My poor dad got killed by him last night in the playoffs. Another one, Derrick Henry on my bench, 70 points in my league with bonus points. That's unheard of. It's unheard of. Nobody started Derrick Henry. That's from Rudy in the Pines. Everyone's lying. Another one said, I started Henry. Unfortunately, the guy I play has Connor, Philip Lindsay, Tyreek Hill. But hey, I've got Kareem Hunt, Le'Veon Bell, and Gronk, so I may have a shot. Yeah, this obviously somebody's playing around with this because all these guys are injured. So if that's the case. Hey, guys.
One of the guys never signed. That's right? Pretty that's funny.
I'm in four leagues and was on everyone, and he was on everyone's bench, including one for me on my bench. 79 points in our leagues. Derrick Henry was only started in 14.3% of ESPN leagues. It was reported last night after the game. Another guy says, I picked up Henry and played him last night. He was my waiver pickup after I lost Kareem Hunt. Pretty good pickup by me.
Oh, so some guy
picked him up because he lost Kareem Hunt, so he picked up Derrick Henry.
You think that's legit?
No. I do fantasy football on ESPN.
Guys are all shaking their head in the back going, there's
because
no way.
We're both, me and Q, we play fantasy football, and last night, if you had Henry or Lewis, it's a no-brainer you thought Lewis might catch more passes, get you some more points, and Henry's been so bad this season. But Henry before the season in drafts was a guy you looked at and said, man, this could be a good year for him. And he's just had eight stinkers.
God, he just unloaded.
You're watching the replay again, I know.
Well, he's got long arms, and watching not one but two linebackers bounce off his arm. I mean, he looked like
ridiculous.
He looked like Superman. He did, as you said, looked like a bunch of fifth graders playing against a college team.
How about this one? I dropped Henry right before the game and started the guy from San Francisco. I just deleted my account.
I'm laughing, but there would be no reason to take him. He's giving you no signs. And everything everybody's talking about around the game, including who you're playing, what he's done to this point, he catches very few passes.
Yeah.
It's like, there'd be no reason to take him unless you wanted to get 12 carries for 50 yards. And ESPN, and last night he tore it up. Oh, God.
ESPN said he's on 50. I'm reading that report. ESPN reported that Derrick Henry's owned in over 50% of the rosters out there, and it did play, and he was played, started, in less than 14% of the leagues. So very few leagues had him starting last
night. Hopefully that makes people feel a little better out there. They're like, really?
That had him, another guy, he was on my bench, 47 points, shaking my head. No one thought to start him last night.
It is funny, though. How many guys that are in fantasy league for 50 or 100 or more are just driving into work going,
how did that happen?
Jesus, why didn't I see it? Why didn't I see that coming?
How about this guy? Number one seed in my league, basically knocked out of our playoffs now by the sixth seed. The sixth seed started Henry.
Wow. What a nice start before
Welcome
Sunday.
To fantasy playoffs.
Like, hey, you're down 80 points. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, right? Yeah, crazy, crazy night. Anyway, we all got a kick out of that this morning. That it's pretty bad when even I was thinking about
fantasy
how many
numbers.
Fantasy footballers either got hammered by them, or I'm guessing a majority of people just either dropped them or benched them last night in fantasy. And the other fantasy is tomorrow night. Who's going to win that damn Heisman Trophy? I think, by the way, it's going to be as sexy as hell because all three quarterbacks, although it looks like Haskins has really fallen behind at Ohio State. It looks like a two-man show. And I'm reading it this way, and I may be wrong. I'm reading it that Tua early on looked like he was going to run away with it.
I sure thought that.
Everybody got to see him against Georgia. He didn't throw it that well, and he got injured. And Kyler Murray, the ninth overall pick.
The sexy guy right now.
For the Oakland A's. And 51 touchdowns total. He looks like all of a sudden Kyler Murray's become the sexy one to win the Heisman. I think it's going to be really close.
It will be. I think the voting's going to be close. It just depends because even Gino said
anyway,
when we had Gino
on. Haskins, my God, he had
he's the token guy. Listen, there's always a token guy there that's
season.
Just like, thanks for coming. Enjoy
I'd
the.
I'd have no problem if he won.
Haskins? No, me either.
No problem.
Not with those numbers. What do you throw, 47 touchdowns?
That defense, Ohio State, that wasn't exactly one of Ohio State's greatest defenses.
No. All right. That's a good point.
So, anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff coming up here. Mike Florio, we know, is going to join us in the 9 o'clock. Well, we hope he joins us. I'm going to be careful the way things have gone the last
couple of days.
We're
2-for-3 today.
Yeah, that's right.
2-for-3 ain't bad,
but
right?
You know what? That's not bad. You're exactly right. That is not bad, and that's going to happen from time to time. I got to ask everybody this question, too. For all you diehard, hardcore, I love my college and pro football, how many of you want to hear about football and talk and watch football in the off season? I'd like to think everybody likes a little basketball, maybe a little hockey, maybe your baseball. Maybe it's just secondary sports, whatever they might be, like tennis for me, which is coming.
Yeah, of course.
You know, or the golf. Just I just don't want to see what these other leagues. We'll come back and talk about all those new leagues because we got another one that's joining the party. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back here on a Friday, man. And we want to give a special shout out to all the folks heading up to Orlando. Not for Disney World, but for the state championships. We got six teams playing today and tomorrow. Matter of fact, our first game starts at 10 a.m. Champagne Yacht is going to kick it off. Cardinal Gibbons at 3 o'clock. St. Thomas at 8.
By the way, you said St. Thomas, and I was waiting for you to say that so I could mention this. We got a text earlier that St. Thomas has 18 student buses.
That's awesome.
Heading
That's
up
great,
to,
man.
And he spelled states, capital STA. TES.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
That's what they're saying.
That's diehard. Hey, yep. Listen, man, to everybody, the Cardinal Gibbons buses are going to be rolling, and St. Thomas and Chaminade and Northwestern High School usually travels like rock stars. They'll play at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And Columbus, another school that really travels well. Parents and kids, I guess they'll be leaving. They got tomorrow night's late game, so a lot of them probably be leaving in the morning. But to all your schools, man. It's a great time, and if there's one thing, I played on an undefeated team in high school. I would have loved to have had a chance to play other schools and see during there were no playoffs, but, man, it's great. I honestly, one of the few things that will stick with you that you'll remember is winning a state championship when you're in high school, right?
It's pretty awesome.
Somebody will bring it back. You'll go to a reunion 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, 40, whatever you have it. And you'll see some of the guys, man, that made up that bond. They helped you win that state championship. That's pretty damn cool. So good luck to all six teams. And how cool is that? That all six games today and tomorrow are all Dade Broward teams.
I love it. I think it's great.
It's
someone
awesome.
Asked if it's going to be on TV in the text machine.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll let the text machine answer that because you know it's undefeated. The text machine.
I don't know if it is or not, but you know, just kind of a. Si, you'll see buses heading out of town, and
right.
No, they're not going to Disney World. They're loading up to go up to Orlando and watch some football for their schools. And you hope, man, schools let them all out and let them go. This is a little special. And I know, you know, education is important.
Of course.
But watching
everyone needs
team,
an education.
It's pretty cool. You know, go up there. A lot of them go up and come back the same day. I know St. Thomas has, and my kids used to go up for it, and It was pretty cool stuff. All right, so the other thing is, and I brought it up, and just to expand on these football things, I don't know, did anybody catch Ricky Williams on TV yesterday on ESPN? They got a new league that Ricky's out promoting. It looks like he's the lead dog on this thing, Freedom Football League. 50 former players are involved in it. It will now join the XFL with Vince McMahon. He's starting that back up. And, of course, the AAF, which will start right away. It's going to start here in a few months with Charlie Ebersol, Dick Ebersol's son, and Bill Polian. It's called the Alliance of American Football League. I got to tell you, man, that's a lot of off-season football. And here's what I want for my off-season football. I want free agency. NFL draft, and for college, I want recruiting and spring football. That's my off season. I don't care. And then the other question I have is, where in the hell are they going to find all these players? People bitch about the players you signed back in the NFL late in the season from injury,
right?
And off the practice squad. What in the hell are you going to sign for this league?
Be very watered down. Very watered down. You might get a couple names of guys you haven't heard of and. 5 or 6 years.
There's a really good chance none of these three leagues, and I'm being really nice, don't make it.
Well, I already know. I mean, the Ricky one to me is the first one out. That doesn't last more than a month. Okay, it doesn't last more than a month.
We're out of money. The guy goes, hell, I ain't putting any more in. I'm done.
Like before they kick off for the third game, like they get like a notice in the locker room. Hey, guys, by the way, this is the last game we're playing, but you're not getting paid for this one if you don't want to play in this game.
And you know something like that's going to happen.
Well, listen, you can't have three leagues like this and think everyone's going to be successful and make money. XFL has a lot of money behind it because Vince has got an ego, and he doesn't want this to fail, and that's fine. The AAF, that's the one with Ebersol's kid, right? That at least has a little bit of Ebersol behind it, I guess you could say. But then so did the XFL years ago, and that didn't work. I don't think really any of these are going to work, but I know that for a fact, in my mind, the Ricky thing's done. Like, immediately. Like, it doesn't last very long. What Ricky and T.O. and those guys should have done was say, listen, we're going to all play in one of your leagues if you want us. Look at the names we have here.
Listen, I don't know if you're thinking they're going to play. I don't think they're going to play, Zach. T.O. might play because he stays in great shape. I looked at Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams ain't playing unless he's playing fullback. If you saw him yesterday
TV. Yeah, that's a good point. He's enjoying his non-football life.
I don't know. I see these leagues, and you can do if you got money, you can do whatever you want. But I don't get it, and I know they're going to hit small markets and markets that don't have football, and some they do have NFL football. But I'm sorry. I'm ready for other sports. Everybody needs a break. Then you get pumped up again for what your college team's going to look like and your NFL team's going to look like, and you hope, and, hey, this guy's could be good, and you get the little tease with spring football and the draft and what people are saying about the guys, and I just have nothing. I don't care, and they can rip whatever the NFL doesn't do, and they're going to do it better.
I mean, that's fine, but that's not going to really last.
But you ain't getting it. It's still about product. It's still about product and tradition, and then none of those guys.
Mm-mm.
By the way, there's guys on practice squad, and they're going to go. Those guys will get, hey, you're on practice squad. Would you like to come join us? And they're like, no, I'll take my chances on that damn practice squad.
I'm going to take $8,000 a week or $7,500 a week or $12,000 a week to stay here. I'm not going there. Even though, like I told you before, Darren Revelle reported that the XFL, the star quarterbacks there, are going to make $250,000 a year. That's the highest we've heard when it comes to one of these leagues. Of guys making money. That might be sexy enough to get a couple names but to play there.
Outside of guys that are at the just finished playing that still have the itch to play it, whatever, or a Johnny Manziel situation.
Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow. I'm thinking of names of guys that might be able to come in there.
I don't think Tim Tebow would ever
play. No, either do I, but I'm thinking of names that might be able to sell something.
He's got an ESPN gig. It's got to be paying him close to $1 million
oh, I'm sure.
For football season.
Oh, I can imagine. He works for the SEC Network. Yeah.
They say he's going to AAA this year for a chance to be on the big team. I mean, I just don't. Outside, and now if they take troubled guys or guys have been suspended by the NFL, that's a different deal because there's a bunch of guys that have, you know. Although, there are going to be people frowning on that, too. You all of a sudden start bringing in turds into your favorite city to play football.
Well, if they're selling tickets, you know, the guys aren't going to be upset about that. But how many tickets are really going to sell for these things?
I don't know, man. Good luck to all these leagues. I just cracked up when I saw Ricky. I thought Ricky was promoting.
Like a new dispensary.
I thought he was jumping back or trying to get a couple more open. I figure Ricky's going to have smoke shops.
Yep.
Around the country, you know?
Remember he had that Super Bowl party that was smoke-friendly. Like, that was the whole thing of it. Hey, come and smoke with Ricky and watch the Super Bowl.
Get after it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, he was promoting another off-season league. And when he mentioned T.O., kept mentioning T.O., I went, well, that's bound to not make it right there. That alone is not a good start.
T.O. and Ricky in league, Joe. How long is this going to last?
He kept talking about former players involved. Like, oh, okay, like so
who?
What? No, but Zach. So what, if Ricky Williams and T.O. and 50 great former players come and they're all involved with the team, you think that just makes somebody want to buy season tickets because those guys are involved?
No.
Not playing, but involved?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Ricky's going to have to play to get my attention to watch one of those games. Like, they're going to have to tell me Ricky's suiting up.
Ricky 5 or 6 or 8 years ago, would it?
No, but I'd watch it now. I'd give it a chance. If they told me Ricky was suiting up tonight to play for the Portland bong hits, I would watch that game.
That might be what you're doing. It might be just a big bong hit.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I'd buy a bong hit shirt.
It's crazy stuff going on there. We got our Heisman tonight. Tomorrow night. I'm going Kyler Murray all the way. He's going to win this thing. He's going to be the big, strong comeback now that everybody's had a chance to watch all three of these guys, Haskins, Tua, and Kyler Murray play over the last couple weeks.
I'm sticking with my gut from earlier. I'm going Tua. The guy was the number one team all season long, even though he got hurt in this last game. Tua has been the guy all year. Preseason number one to postseason, basically number one.
How about if Saban would have just said, Tua, I'm playing you the first to the fourth quarter. No, if we're winning by 50 or 60, I'm going to keep playing you. And the numbers Tua could have put up this year.
Mm.
With that group he's got around him and that defense. Think about the number. Tua could have doubled his numbers.
Right.
His 37 touchdowns.
Could have been close to 60.
He could have put up something where you just go, wow. And they could have run it up on everybody.
Of course.
They did anyway.
Well, they did a good job of doing it anyway.
They
but
let
then,
everybody have it.
But then the fourth quarter came around, you looked, and he wasn't there. For how many games? It took 9 games to get him to play in the fourth quarter.
Boy, Kyler Murray.
Numbers are ridiculous.
But I'm looking at this. He's a 9th overall pick in the MLB draft in June. Last June for the A's. He's got $4.6 million. If he decides not to play, he's got to give back. Scott Boras is his agent. And then the question is, if you're good at both.
Can you do both?
Can do both. You got to do one or the other. What do you do? Boy, I'm telling him, Get on that baseball. Get back. What are you doing?
So much guaranteed money.
So come on, man. It's about your body. It's about everything. And I'm not saying he can't play. I think he can play in the NFL. He can play in the NFL all day.
I agree.
Except.
Tiny or not. Guy, if you can play football, you play football.
By the way, isn't that funny? Now nobody cares what size you are because of the success the smaller guys have had.
Russell Wilson
took care of the small quarterback.
And now Baker.
Thing.
Look at Baker.
Hey, when I first started doing radio, people were having trouble with having black quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Remember
right.
That? I remember yes. That. And I was like, yeah, there's obvious there's something going on here. And now look it. And then it was small guys they didn't want. Mm-hmm. And then now you're like, can he run? And he can throw in the park. I love him. So
someone texted in Tannehill could be a star in the XFL.
Hey, if it wasn't such a shortage of guys, there'd be a lot of guys in the NFL that probably should be in that league. Mm. See, those are the kind of guys, right? If Sanchez still wants to play.
Yeah. That's a guy you bring
into
the league.
Or the guys they just pick up that haven't played.
Matt Leinart, guys like that might be in that league.
He can't still have the itch to play.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe he does. Maybe you're right. Anyway, we got to go to break. 9 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to. We'll check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. A lot more stuff to get to. What do you got going on?
Radio.com. Radio.com.